Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us is Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. He joins us on Mondays. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, I see a nice headline here, at least for the Democrats in the New York State Senate. They feel confident with a money sign.
Yeah, this week is the first time in 6 months that everyone has to report their campaign filings and publicly. And the Democrats in the Senate, who obviously have a big fight next year for control of the chamber, have not only raised $800,000 over the last 6 months, but they have close to $700,000 in the bank, which is far more than the last off-session year when they only had about $2,000 in the bank and were a couple hundred thousand in debt. So it's a good thing for them in their battle for control of the Senate.
Update us on this somewhat controversial now issue with the SAFE Act.
Well, the governor and the Senate on Friday, it came out that they came to some kind of memorandum of understanding, the governor and the Senate Republicans, that would delay implementation of a key provision of the SAFE Act, which would be a database for ammunition sales, a controversial part of the plan. It took a lot of people by surprise. The Democrats say it's unconstitutional, that you can't just have a memorandum of understanding with one chamber to delay something that's in law. And so a lot of people are accusing the governor of really, again, siding with the Republicans on probably their main issue and giving them an electoral advantage on that.
Some mothers in the Bronx are upset by the district attorney there, Robert Johnson, and this all has to do with the appointment of Attorney General Schneiderman as a special state prosecutor in the handling of officer-involved shootings.
Yeah, the DA, Robert Johnson's been there since 1989. He's running again. He was critical of the idea, saying it should be up to the DAs. They have more experience in these kinds of things than the AG's office. But the mothers of three people who were killed by police, they say that they ripped him, saying that Bob Johnson never really delivers on these kinds of cases, that there's been maybe one conviction since 1989 in a police killing of a civilian, and that really they say that he should be open to the idea of letting someone else do it. A lot of people who favor the AG doing it say that the DAs are too close to the police in their day-to-day actions and don't go hard enough after them in these kinds of cases. The DAs and the police unions, of course, say the system should remain the same. It should be up to the prosecutors, not a special prosecutor.
We've been talking with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. You can find more at nydailynews.com. Ken, thanks.
No problem. Thank you.